This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One with real, real teeth. In the meantime, the IRS is hiring 10,000 people as they are under siege with tax returns and really a backlog of taxes that have to still be processed from before. That's where we're at, the crossroads of America and overseas. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us, as always, on this show. So the big deal, I think, when it comes to what's the latest in whack a Putin, because that's what it's about. How do we whack him even more? When I say we, the U.S., and then, of course, the European Union, too. So President Biden announced, or is expected to make the official announcement, that we're going to end normal trade relations between the United States and Russia. And that's a big, 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 big deal. Because if you look, especially with imports, Russia is certainly not one of the U.S.'s top trading partners if we were to look at all the numbers. But goods and services exported by both countries are still pretty big. In 2019, I'll give you an example, Russia exported $22.3 billion in products to the United States. That's big, I think, which would be metals, fuels, inorganic chemicals was, I guess, a big, big, big part of that. And now, forget about it, because here's the key thing. Democrats and Republicans, yes, hand in hand, imagine that. They're revoking the favorable trade status this week, so by Friday. It's part of that measure that imposed other penalties on Russia until the administration asked for additional time to coordinate with allies. So this is happening, so forget about it when it comes to tariffs, etc. They're not getting that favorable response they would normally get. They'll have new tariffs in response to the invasion of the Ukraine. So you think of the normal trade relations and they're going to be dead in the water, which is, I think, exactly what needed to happen. Because we just looked at what happened when you see pregnant women bleeding and being carried out of a hospital. Targeting that hospital was a real SOB of a move. It was, because you were definitely targeting civilians there. Some kids were killed. It was terrible. And it was terrible to see that. You know, the images were sad. You see these, you know, I say they're like young cherubs, the beautiful, beautiful smiles and skin, and they're just instead laying in a pile being dragged away. It's tough to watch. And that was really the scene in Mariupol, because they just are getting bombarded. I mean, absolutely bombarded. And as I speak, what's really interesting, and probably because so many people were talking about this, I don't care what language it was in, but so many people were talking about the 40-mile-long Russian convoy where we would see all of those tanks. And now satellite images are showing that parts of what became a stalled convoy, they ran out of gas, all of that, near Kyiv, they've been relocated to places where there's tree cover. And I laugh because you know that that had to come. Like, get those tanks, push them, do whatever you have to do. Well, we don't want to see in any language, we don't be the laughing stock of these stalled big tanks that aren't going anywhere for the past 2 weeks. So, you know, in Mariupol, like I described, the catastrophe, the children's hospital bombing, one of the terrible, terrible attacks of this whole thing, which has been just over 2 weeks, and Russian soldiers who were reportedly not wanting to fire on Ukrainians, because you got to think they're kind of like family in a sense, right? So this has been a really, I think, terrible 15, 16 days as we continue to move through this. So any squeeze that can be put on Putin, I think, is the smart thing to do. Absolutely. In the meantime, this is a really good thing to celebrate because we need some good news, right? Only 2% of Americans now live in counties with high COVID-19 levels. That's like a round of applause right there. Yeah, that's in my studio. So only 2%. And that's about 7 million. You think about that. That's 7 million people. This is according to numbers I didn't just pull out of the air. It's from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And that's 16 million fewer people than just last week. So we're seeing it really clunk down. That's wonderful to hear that news. And you look at it, and there are certain counties, so I'll give you an example. More than a third of the people who live in counties considered to have that high COVID-19 community level are in Texas and Kentucky. Hidalgo County in South Texas, super big population there in that county, they have a high level. And this all happens while the Hawaii governor announced that the state mask mandate expires this month. So they're the last state to drop it. I think I said that earlier in the week. So if you're doing the aloha thing, you don't have to worry about the mask. You can actually try to jump on a surfboard and not have to have a mask on. Although I don't think you would necessarily wear that in the water, but maybe on some of these tours and things that you perhaps would get on. So all of that points to some really good signs because, boy, I am weary, as I know many of you are. Exhausted, fatigue, I can use the words, you know, that we can think of to describe that, of all that conversation, the tug of war over masks, what's happening from county to county, the arguments at these school board meetings where neighbor is pitted against neighbor, where normally they were trying to come up with what were they going to make for the spaghetti dinner or how are they going to chip in to help the basketball team. Instead, they were at each other's throats. So a lot of that, thank goodness, has died down. So that is very, very, very good news. I have an unofficial poll going right now as to whether or not it's smart for any brand, American brand, to still be in Russia. So, for example, McDonald's is such a big deal in Russia, but they're out. They're done. They're, for now, they're pulling out of Russia. So no more Big Macs. Because of the atrocities of the Ukraine. And so many other American companies have followed suit. But there still are some that aren't doing it. So Eli Lilly, for example, big name, they're still supplying baby formulas and that kind of stuff. They're not pulling out of Russia. Pepsi, not pulling out of what they have going on in Russia, although they're not doing the soda thing, but everything else they have is available, and it's a lot. So is it a smart move by a company? Does it damage their brand to stick in there with whatever it is that they've got going on product-wise with Russia? What do you think, fair or foul? Send me your thoughts, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I mean, you look at some of the oil companies, they're losing billions because they pulled out of deals that would have netted them a lot of money. And I think it's a smart tactic. I think it's smart to do that because that helps in making Putin aware of just how much the world thinks of the way he is treating the humans in the Ukraine. And it puts that so-called squeeze on him. Getting to the oligarchs was maybe the best move, but all these other tariffs, etc., business leaving, it all adds up. Major League Baseball is back. We're talking about it next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunnybay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunnybay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunnybay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunnybay.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
They want to play. We want to watch. Oh, if I played, it would be a disaster. So it's true. Major League Baseball reached a deal, and they've been able to salvage the 162-game season. Woohoo! Although I don't know that it's such a good deal for the players. So this is what happened. You know, you look at, it's been 99 days in this lockout. It's delayed spring training. It threatened to cancel the regular season games for the first time since 95. Now, opening day will probably be April 7th for most teams. And there is going to be training camps in Florida and Arizona. They open on Friday, and they're mandated to report by Sunday. So, yay, that's great. And the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred, apologized to the fans and said, I hope that players will see the effort we made to address their concerns in the agreement as an olive branch in terms of building better relationships. So, what happened was there was all these free agency actions started is happening, right? There was a freeze on roster transactions that was dissolved on Thursday night. So there's some new homes for some faces that were there. There were 100 free agents who were kept in lockout limbo, not knowing, you know, where they were going to go. The deal itself is this. So what are the major changes? Expansion of the DH to the National League. Whoa. I used to always, sorry, I grew up in a National League city. I used to make fun of that, although I covered baseball, and many of the people that I covered were wonderful and extended their careers with the use of the DH. So now the DH is going to be part of the National League. The postseason will go from 10 teams to 12. There's going to be advertisements on uniforms. Wow, that's like the minor leagues. A balanced schedule. So what do we mean by that? It reduces intra-division play starting in 2023 and measures that will incentivize competition and decrease rebuilding. So an amateur draft lottery. Of course, all this labor fight, most of it centered on the economics. The Players Executive Board approved a 5-year contract at about 3 p.m. In a 26-12 vote, owners ratified at 30-zip 3 hours later. And so the ninth work stoppage is, that's it, right? I think there's things that aren't resolved, but that they had to do this. They had to get to the bottom of this, and that's exactly, you know, what's happened. I mean, listen, players' pictures were erased from leagues' websites, and then they all of a sudden are popping up again. And now people are talking about tickets for the new opening day. And there are, again, moves that have to be made. And the union especially wanted to boost pay for young players and encourage teams not to delay their debuts to push back free agency. So there were some things that didn't happen. There were some things that should have been focused on that didn't happen. But some of it, there was some give back anyway. The luxury tax threshold goes from $210 million last year to $230 million this season. That's the biggest yearly increase since it started in 2003. The minimum salary goes from $570,000 to $700,000 this year. That's a 22.7% raise. That's the highest since 2003. And they're going to have annual increases of $20,000 each season. And then there was this new $50 million bonus pool that was established for players who aren't eligible for arbitration so they could boost some salaries for some of the younger stars. I still think that's not enough, but it will help anyway. So people can go to the ballpark, right? You can go back. You want to see opening day, you can be there, which is great. Because I think in the scheme of things, chasing away raving fans is not a good idea. Because we have the highest inflation numbers, gas is through the roof, people are weary coming out of the pandemic and fighting with neighbors and arguing over what they believed and the other person believed and what the county believed and what the state did, and just even the initial response to COVID and how it seemed like it was like the longest winter of our lives. And it is not the time for baseball to not be back. So bravo that it's coming back. I don't agree with some of what's part of this collective bargaining agreement, because I think especially the younger players really are the ones who get messed over in this deal. But they needed to do something. So there is a little bit of a movement there. And there's going to be, like, tons of signings, as I said, because there are so many players that have been sitting in this bizarre limbo land because they're free agents. And, you know, now this is a big deal that that's happened and that'll all open up. And we're going to see lots of stories about baseball. And in the man cave, we could be talking about what's happening in the great game of baseball. I know a lot of you are baseball fans. You know, and frankly, maybe you go to opening day. I know people that just go to opening day. They're not even huge baseball fans, but they just go for that whole experience. So, good deal, smart to make that move. All right, we're always talking about the NFL, right? Of course, because the NFL rules. It's of the big four, the NFL is the thing that just keeps on ticking. And is it partly about gambling? Is it about local pride? Is it about favorite players? It's frankly, it's all of that is what it is. And now we're seeing some of the big quarterbacks who are switching teams. And certainly, you know, all of us are aware that Russell Wilson is going to the Denver Broncos. So it's going to be different for him. And we know that Aaron Rodgers, there's no more worrying about what's going to happen with Aaron Rodgers because he is staying with the Packers for some serious money. We've talked about that already, but that's a big deal for Packer fans because you want to talk about living and dying by your team. They are rabid fans, Packer fans, and they brave some crazy temps to go and watch the Packers play in the middle of nowhere. I love the tenacity and the just the grit of the people in Wisconsin who drive from all over the place. I've been to a couple games at Lambeau, and it is pretty cool to go there, especially when it's one of those games where it's in the middle you know, in the middle of the schedule and it's freezing cold, you really feel like you're at a football game. You want to be here. So that's the good news. Then some of the crazy things that have happened is the Indianapolis Colts and what's happened with the Colts in the last couple of days. Carson Wentz gone, traded to the Commanders. That still feels weird. The Washington Commanders. And the Colts don't have a veteran quarterback. So who are they getting now? And this would be like their sixth quarterback. And I don't know that this was a great deal for the Commanders. So they traded him, though. A year after Indianapolis sent a third-round pick and this year's first-round pick to Philly for Carson Wentz. I mean, the Colts went 9-8 during their one season with Wentz, who didn't complete 60% of his throws. In the last couple of games, he really started to have the wheels come off. So now he goes to the Commanders, and they've got to figure out what they're going to do. I think the Commanders really wanted Russell Wilson, but he is a Denver Bronco, so that was a no-go. And they decided not to wait on Garoppolo, but they settled on Wentz, you know, who at times when he was in the beginning of his career in Philadelphia, when the Eagles won the Super Bowl, he was amazing. So he's had flashes of brilliance, but he got hurt and couldn't finish that Philly season and the run to the playoffs. But still, he really got them there. But then you see this other side of him. So I think for the Colts, I don't understand that move. But there's going to be more free agent moves that I probably don't understand either. So, you know, big money. Yeah, how do you, what happens? Paying big money to free agents. That's what happens. You know, there's a reason why football players move teams, because it is about the Benjamins. And can you blame them for what happens in their careers? And in the case of Wentz, he wants to be the starting quarterback. He wants to stay in the game, of course. And so for him to get shuffled off, which wasn't a choice, now he's with Washington. He may have a better choice depending on who is surrounding him. Although I thought the Colts played pretty well in the beginning of last year's season, in the very, very beginning of it, right? So buckle up, because we're going to see lots of free agent things happen, both in the NFL and in Major League Baseball. Thanks for listening to The Man Cave. Oh, we have so many more things coming your way next. I'll meet you there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports inflation hit a 40-year high last month, largely driven by higher fuel prices.
The consumer price index jumped 7.9% on an annual basis. Financial guru Steve Forbes on Fox Business has an urgent message for President Biden.
Giving a green light for U.S. oil and gas production instead of this crazy war they're waging. We can increase production in the next few months by 1.5 million barrels a day.
From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The U.S. Senate passed a massive bill to fund the government and provide new Ukraine-related aid. The $1.5 trillion government spending bill, which includes $13.6 billion in aid tied to Ukraine, will head to President Joe Biden's desk. The Senate's vote comes less than 2 days after the bill was introduced. This is USA Radio News. Claims against a Republican representative have been dismissed.
A federal judge has dismissed civil claims against Representative Mo Brooks, alleging he helped incite supporters to attack the U.S. Capitol in January 2021, saying Brooks' speech to the crowd was constitutionally protected free speech. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
President Joe Biden will announce on Friday that the U.S. will move to revoke most favored nation trade status for Russia over its invasion of Ukraine. This according to an anonymous source as reported by the AP. Biden's move comes as bipartisan pressure has been building in Washington to revoke what is formerly known as permanent normal trade relations with Russia. Elsewhere, it's time to play ball. Major League Baseball players and owners accepted management's offer to salvage a 162-game season that will start April 7th. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, just the facts as well. I know them to be true anyway. The world's longest car has been restored. Just what do you think the longest car is? If you think the longest car is 100 feet long, you are ding, 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 correct. You should see this thing. Whatever you use to search with, whatever, whether it's Google or something else, you should go look this up. It's a restored version of the world's longest car, and it broke its own Guinness World Record when it officially measured 100 feet and 1.5 inches long. It's really crazy. It's the Super Limousine, the American Dream. It was built in 1986, and it was, you know, customized, and at that time it measured 60 feet. Then it was later extended to 100 feet long. And there was a whole bunch of appearances in films and stuff before it ended up in a New Jersey warehouse where it just sat. It sat there for years. When eventually this guy named Michael Manning, the owner of a technical teaching museum, decided he would take on the task of restoring the American Dream because it was getting rusted during that time in storage to the point where a lot of the components, he couldn't even salvage it. And he said, I first found the car at an auto body show in New Jersey, and it was just garbage. It was covered in graffiti. The windows were broken. The tires were flat. But I fell in love with it. And he said he was going to get the car and he's going to restore it. And sure enough, he ended up listing the car on eBay, and it was, because it was so expensive to refurbish it, it was picked up in 2019 by the owner of the Deezerland Park Car Museum and Tourist Attractions in Orlando, Florida. So it was shipped to Orlando,
and they started restoring it. The American Dream features a helipad, a swimming pool, a hot tub, a putting green, and a large water bed. The car is displayed at the Deezerland Park Car Museum, and it's just too long. You can't, there's like no way you could take it anywhere. But if you are in Orlando, go and check it out, because it is really cool. I want to go check it out. Well, I'm going to go to Florida. I'm going to go check out the world's longest car. I'm serious. All right, continuing along the path of just the facts as I knew them to be true, how about this professional boxer who staged his own death after discovering his wife had hired a hitman? This is a crazy story. Ramon Sosa was living his dream in Houston, Texas. He came from Puerto Rico and was using his boxing talents to make a name for himself, and it was starting to happen. After a couple of successful gyms were opened up, he earned a reputation for his boxing. The divorced Sosa met Maria Durantes at a club in 2007. They started to work to maintain the gyms, and they had this great, perfect American dream life, and apparently the cracks started to show, and the wife got, you know, got estranged from Ramon, and as everything was falling apart, there was accusations of domestic violence, and eventually his wife filed for divorce, and it got worse when a gym regular overheard the wife discussing the hiring of a hitman to take him out and hand her the keys to his gym, his lucrative gym. Whoa! So they met dancing salsa, opened these gyms, had this great relationship, then he gets accused of domestic violence, then she wants to have him offed. So, I mean, he had a nickname, it's pretty well known, Puerto Rican Express. And what then happened was, after the money started missing from the gym, you know, 18 to 20,000, they were pulling 18 to 20,000 a month from the two gyms they owned in Houston. And the next thing you know, the money was going down the drain for a divorce attorney. And then the next thing you know, after that, it looked like there was this whole thing with the hitman. And then it was, okay, maybe I need to fake my own death. Let me fake my own death, and let's see what happens then with the money. Is there a way to do this? So Sosa and his ex-wife, you know, they were, there was this whole crazy thing about taking him down. I mean, and they had obviously a cantankerous relationship, but, you know, she was hoping to get more money out of the gym. So then Sosa, who I guess got wind of the whole hitman thing, decided that he was going to fake his death, but police convinced him to do that. So they applied the appropriate death makeup, if you will. They drove him to a grassy area owned by the city. They dug a fake grave for him. He was dressed only in his underwear. He did this to the cops. He laid still in his grave. Police took several photographs to show the ex-wife. Sosa was placed to appear as though his arms were bound behind his back. Police threw dirt on his face to complete the ruse, and they believed the photos would solicit a reaction from her that would make it easier to arrest her. So ultimately, they were able to do that. They arrested her for solicitation of capital murder. She pled guilty to charges to avoid the death penalty. She got a prison term of 20 years, and she is in prison in Gatesville, Texas. What a wild story. But I love the fact that the cops helped him. Like, okay, let's make this happen, right? Let's figure out how we can show her you're dead, and then we can go after her and prove that she was involved in it. All right, this is a sad story, sad but true, so just the facts. 2 months after a pig heart was successfully planted into a human for the first time, the patient, 57-year-old David Bennett, who made those headlines, died when just the other day. He had been doing pretty well, at least in the beginning weeks, and then his health only recently declined, and he just wasn't recovering, so he got compassionate care. They knew that was it for him. I mean, I guess in a sense, because he wasn't doing well, he had some really good moments, but it eventually started to not take. And that idea of the idea of being able to put a pig heart in a human is still one very much being kicked around, that okay, we're looking at all different ways to save lives, so we're sad that this happened, but we're still going to work on making this a reality for some other people. So it's interesting, what did they learn? Alright, here we go with the coops again, just the facts on the planes. A guy named Ryan Sallow was wearing a Let's Go Brandon mask when he was asked to place a paper mask over his nose and mouth. He returned to his seat, agreed to change his mask to the paper one. The next thing he said he knew, that somebody was coming up to him and telling him to get off the plane because the flight attendant still didn't want me there. So an airline passenger was kicked off a plane because the flight attendant was offended by his mask choice. And now he's raising money to take JetBlue, because it was JetBlue, to court for this. And, you know, that becomes that thing about political statements or free speech or, you know, whatever. And on a return flight recently from Fort Lauderdale to where he was going home, he wore the same mask. He got looks, but most people just joked with him or high-fived him, so they either liked it or hated it. And when the plane was ready to take off, he was wearing his mask as legally required above his nose when a flight attendant approached and handed the paper mask. And when he asked why, the flight attendant said the mask was offensive. So, you know, then you go from there, the whole free speech thing. And people got on their phones, started to take photos and do all the things that you do when something breaks out that looks a little funny, like, okay, here we go again. We're going to have another incident. So I don't know, will he have a leg to stand on in court or not? I think it depends on the whole political statement thing, because he did legally have the mask where it was supposed to be. And, you know, Let's Go Brandon is not, it is a political statement for people who understand it, but would that really hold up in court? I'm not so sure it will. I'm going to say it might not. It might not hold up in court, meaning that he could win his case. So this will be one to watch, because this will play into what other people, I think that can happen on planes and what kind of mask they can wear. Although the whole masking thing might eventually here be coming to an end. But that might not be until April. That might not be until the third week in April, but we'll see how the airlines let this all play out, because there hasn't been any kind of official release. There's just been a lot of conversation about it. So that is just the facts, just conversation at this point. It's not official. This is official. Gas prices continue to climb another 7 cents nationwide. So the average on Wednesday, the cost was $4.25, and that eclipses the previous all-time record of $4.11 set in July of 2008. So adjusted for inflation, that would be about $5.25 today. Diesel prices are up, of course, and across the board, just gas is up. So will it start to dip down? Eventually, because we're seeing things that are being opened up, and you know, the decision was made to ban the import of Russian energy products. So oil prices play a big role in pushing gas prices higher, and we certainly know that. So keep watching what the crude is, and that's how we get a better sense of where it's going to end up. Always, you can always go to like a lot of these apps like Gas Buddy, for example, and they'll tell you where to get the cheapest gas, by the way, in your neck of the woods, wherever you live. All right, stay with us. Much more coming up on the flip side.
Ever
feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Very excited to take you to Australia for a conversation with Alicia Grace. She's written a book that I think is a game changer, and I so believe in this process, too, by the way. It's called The Globe of Oneness. Doesn't that just sound good? And she didn't even have a plan to write this, but thank goodness she did. Alicia, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It's a great opportunity. I really appreciate it. Yep. Thank you, Kate.
So tell me about the road to writing this book. You and I talked off the air, and you said, yeah, it wasn't really a plan. I didn't have a plan to do it. And then here you are. Now you're an author with a really inspiring message that's a game changer, like I said, for many, many people's lives.
Yes, that's it. So true. I'd never had a plan. I'd never written anything in my life before. But I had been doing deep meditation, and occasionally I would get this impulse to write, but I didn't know what I was going to write. It was just to get a pen and paper and write something. So I did that, and little paragraphs of teachings and messages came through, and then it just got bigger and bigger, and pages evolved till I saw that this was looking like it was a book. So I was very grateful, and I felt extremely honoured to be able to receive these messages from the universe, that I could now see that it was a message that the world needed to hear about.
So let's talk about that message. What is your message in The Globe of Oneness?
The message mainly is for everybody to, it's a simple, easy process if you just follow it and keep to it and be dedicated and never give up. So they can find just peace and happiness, and they can get further on to success and prosperity. But to begin with, just by having a bit of peace and happiness, because there's so much turmoil in the world at the moment, but I think everyone just needs to see a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, and I hope that this book offers that to them with just a few simple steps. But it's, the secret is in the process of following those steps and that guideline.
And one of the things we talked about, and I think, gosh, Alicia, I think this is so hard for people. They beat themselves up about sometimes the silliest things, but it doesn't matter what it is. I think so many people on the planet do not love themselves, and you talk about that right out of the chute. How vital is that?
It is the most vital part, and it is the first step, is to loving yourself unconditionally. That means accepting yourself, warts and all. I tell you what, the universe does not see any negatives. They're just a thing. And they're nothing to worry about. So I want everybody to accept themselves. Part of being able to change things is to know that they exist. So if you accept you're bad, that doesn't mean to say you say it's okay to be bad. It just means that you accept them and now you can work on them. And I tell you what, when you start doing things like little acts of kindness, accepting yourself and accepting others, just those first little initial things will make a huge difference. And the universe, they actually want to reward you. So they will give you good things. So be prepared for good things to happen to you automatically without you expecting it. When you just act upon it, this most important thing is unconditional love, accepting yourself as you are.
I love that. Be prepared for good things to happen to you. Mm-hmm. And it just keep that in your head, right? Somebody told me once, give, 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 and then you'll get. And that's kind of a little bit of that message that you're talking about.
Absolutely. That is big time. When you give, you also receive. And I practiced that many times, just in simple things. I used to have to travel on highways to my job, you know, in heavy traffic. And at the time, I saw a lot of what we call road rage, you know, people not being nice to each other. So I just practiced being overly nice, waving people in, giving them a smile. And it turned around. People were just being nice. They were doing the same to me. So it really is true that you get what you give. So just by simply smiling at someone and saying thank you, if you do that 3 times a day, I guarantee you'll see a change. People will start to be kind and nice to you. It's as simple as that.
Yeah. And the book, again, is The Globe of Oneness, Alicia Grace. You can get it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever great books are sold. What do you hope the takeaway is for people who read your book?
Look, when I was given this book, you know, I received a message through spiritual experiences and talking and stuff like that. But I received the message that this was to... it wasn't about me. When I was having a time of fear of actually whether to complete this, I actually asked the universe for help. And the universe said, it's not about me. It's about the message. It's important to get this message out. Everybody needs to hear it so that they can live a happier life.
Wow, well said. I think it's a perfect place to end this. You want to develop yourself. Get through that process. This book takes you through very easy. And as you said to me, this is a book for anybody, for any children all the way through whatever age, right?
Absolutely. That's why I wanted to keep it simple and straightforward. It doesn't have a lot of other things that might overwhelm you and or make it seem too difficult to do. The secret is in the process, and it is a simple, enjoyable read. That's what I wanted to keep it that. It's not too big. It's not too little. It's straight and to the point. And if you just follow the steps that are in there, you will see change for sure. I guarantee you. Because this was just a dream of mine and I didn't think it was ever going to happen. And look how it's happened. It has for sure.
Thank goodness. And all right, again, the book is called The Globe of Oneness. As I said, you can pick it up on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. Alicia Grace, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you very much, Kate. I enjoyed it. Thank you. Good luck, everybody.
As we wrap up this show, big story, Major League Baseball. Woohoo! The lockout has ended. You know, cooler heads prevailed, they realized you're going to lose your damn game if you don't get back to the business of baseball. So the players agreed on a new collective bargaining agreement because they're trying to salvage that 162-game 2022 season. I think that their backs were against the wall, and finally it's happened because it didn't look good. The proposed five-year agreement came 99 days after Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred imposed that lockout following the expiration of the last one, and 1 week after clubs concluded 8 days of bargaining in Florida with Zippo, nada, no deal, which prompted them to turn around and cancel 1 week of games. So the good news is you've got a couple of maneuvering things that have happened in baseball as far as do you want to go to a game, right? Pushing opening day from March 31st to April 14th, right? That was looking like a terrible black eye. So now instead, the delay is only going to be 1 week. That's good. April 7th will probably be most teams, if you're listening to me and you're a huge baseball fan, that'll probably be most teams' opening day with the first week of games that will be made up with a bunch of doubleheaders stacked throughout the course of the season at the season's end. So that's some good news. Some crazy news is inflation. The White House with the bad news that inflation is going to substantially increase in the coming months. 7.9% in February. Remember we talked about that. That's an insanely high number. That's a 40-year high. So we're not happy. People are stressed that they're seeing what they're paying for everything shoot up, 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 up. And, you know, it's the energy prices, 3.5% increase, a 5% increase in energy. That's killing everybody. So that's one thing. And you look at pandemic stuff that has been affected by the pandemic, easy for me to say, and that's also contributed to it. But the oil and gas rising significantly in February because of Russia's buildup along the Ukrainian border, that was one of the main reasons. Because you look at unemployment claims, they're pretty low. Jobs are out there. We've got pretty much record levels, but it's the volatility of the energy markets that really led to that. So 40-year high. Thanks, Putin. Gold in a much different scenario. If you have gold, if you deal gold, you be lucky because gold is at all-time record highs, certainly flirting with it. It's been a big surge. And it's interesting because Russia is one of the world's largest gold producers, and some of the recent sanctions on the country have made buyers a little nervous about the supply. You know, that means people stock up, so people are hedging, and that's led to some big rises in the price of gold, which I checked the other day. I was looking at, per troy ounce, $1,988. Woo! Not bad, huh? Again, pretty significant. All right, this is a big deal, too. TSA extending the mask mandate for planes, public transportation, but until April 18th. So what does that mean? They're trying to work with this framework where mask rules can be lifted. So, yay. Does that mean, it was expiring on the 18th of March. Boo-hoo. Now it gets pushed further. But on the 18th, is it all bets are off and everything is lifted? That's the TSA agency. They're talking about it because, you've got a busy spring break. But then after that, are we going to see that you don't have to wear the face mask? Stay tuned for more on that. Thanks so much for listening to this version of the show. Make it count.
Hey guys, why settle for poor quality Powdy Arco that's sold by stores and online resellers when you can get Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea at drinksupertea.com or 818-965-9113. The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only available at drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.